మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారి జాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబా ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. సీకింగ్ ద బెనిడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, దట్ రిపాసిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ అండ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ యాజ్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ organized this evening to mark the second day of the week-long centenary festival of the Mahavidushi of our times, the musician of musician non-peril and nightingale of India music, Bharat Ratna Dr. M.S. Subbalakshmi. Yesterday, on the inaugural day of this festival, we had showcased from this same Vyasapita the life and times and the glory of the life of Dr. Subbalakshmi over the 88 years of her sojourn in this universe through the medium of theatre. Today the celebration shift focus and we go to celebrating womanhood itself. From times memorial, this blessed nation of ours is a living history where women are worshipped, adored, revered. Yatra naryastu pujyate tatra devataha. Manusmriti says, wherever women are worshipped, there the gods roam around. Subbalakshmi personified the best and the most beautiful in women. Therefore, as you celebrate womanhood, we also celebrate Subbalakshmi. How can there be a celebration of Subbalakshmi without celebrating music, which was her life breath? The seven notes that comprise the basic essence of Indian music, sa re ga ma pa da ni. It sets the 72 melakarta ragas, which forms the framework and the basis of both Indian classical Carnatic music and Hindustani music. As if to represent these seven notes, not individually, but collectively, the power of this note that brings the glory of this music of this land of ours, we have seven women of substance, women of character and conviction, women of contribution who are adoring the stage today. And when we think of these seven women and seven comes, I think I should shift focus to the importance of this numeral seven. Seven is a number of great importance and significance in every religion of thought. In Christianity, it symbolizes completion and perfection. It is said in the Bible that the Lord created the universe and then it took 7 days for him to take rest. The human civilization that followed started observing the 7 day week thereafter. There are 700 references to the numeral seven in Bible. In Buddhism, seven represents ascendancy, male parai. In Asmasan Christianity, it represented Purnam, here it represents male parai, the one that moves forward, upwards. There are seven wonders in this world. There are seven deadly sins human beings commit during their sojourn in this universe. There are seven colors of the rainbow that are visible to this eye. Into this galaxy of seven, there are the seven rishis to whom reference is made in the ancient text of ours, the Vedas. The Vedas do not mention them by name. But it is only in the subsidiary texts like the Brahmanas and the Upanishads we get the reference by name to the these rishis. Not just that, in the various subsidiary texts come out, there are different names which are attributed to these seven rishis. There is no consistency there. But